Okay, we're on Good Testament Aleph. We have another short Amud coming up on Sunday, so we'll divide it between today and on Sunday. Viboy Seima, when it's a Shaila, why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that, what's it called, Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Akiva. Why Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of called Pino Shatapone, Rami by Yechezko. Gemara says that he doesn't learn Pnim from Kutz. Bakutz, we have the din of called Pinos, but not Bifnim. And Memela, since he doesn't have the halacha, you have to go Derek Yamin, so because of Ein Mavir and Allah Mitzvahs, you go back to the Karen that you should have started with. Another teretz is that if we would hold, Rabbi Akiva would hold that you walk around the Mizbeach, then surely he would learn Pnim from Chutz, and you'd have to go to the right. One holds, you stand in your place, and you go around the Mizbeach with your hand. You don't walk. Therefore, there's no pinos. You're not turning. So you don't have to go to the right. Right? But the other one holds, no, you walk around. Merely go to the right. Masha from here, that if you don't walk around, you stand in your place, there's no inyan of going to the right. That we know by Lulav and by Ner Hanukkah, we have this klal of going to the right. So they say, Lamaisa, we paskin like Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds you stand in your place, and he also holds that the order is not like Rabbi Akiva, that you go to the right. So we see from there that the Tanakhama, Rabbi Lezer holds that you stand in your place, and you watch to go still go to the right, so we also go to the right, even if you're not walking around, but you're standing in one place. Everybody holds you stand in one place and you move around. The hocha b'hocha miflugi. Mar sover yalfinan yad mi regel. Mar sover lo yalfinan. One holds we do learn yad mi regel, and just like by what's it called walking around, you turn to the right. So too when you go around and don't walk, you also turn to the right. Mar sover lo yalfinan. Okay. Viboy same Rashi. Ish viralon, the hakofa b'mizbeach ha-pnimi b'regel hi, hakofa n'chitzon, the kuli almi alfinam pnimi chutz l'nyin yamin. El ish viralohu l'honi tanoi, the hakofa b'yad, uvim kobo omeg, u'mechati l'chol akronos. You stand in one place and you just move your hand around. If you shenu tzorek l'haki b'regel, shari kulo enu ela amma al-amma. You don't have to walk around because the whole mizbeach is only one amma by an amma. You can reach all the parts from one place. Okay, the Sover of Yosef Glili Hakofa Biyad. We're saying now that Rabbi Yosef Glili would hold that you make Hakofa Biyad, not Beregel. Mahomidiktani Sefer Rabbi Lezer Omer Bimkomu Hayomid Umechate. The fact that the Sefer says Rabbi Lezer holds that Shita, that you don't go around, you just stand in one place and move your hands. Michlal the Tanakama Lo Sfirale. Masha the Tanakama, the argument between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili is not. They don't hold like that. Only Rabbi Lezer came up with that idea. But they hold you walk around the Mizbeach, and the question is which way? Right? Ela mechuvar tekedashina mikara. But better the answer we said before. Mar sover akov riyad, mar sover akov aburego. Viboy seima bohoka mifugi. Mar sover soviv de Mizbeach pnimi, ke soviv de Mizbeach achitzom. Mar sover kule Mizbeach pnimi, bemokum chadaker and de Mizbeach achitzom koi. Right? They hold that, just like it says soviv, by the Mizbeach achitzom. And there you go to the right. Same thing over here. It says Sovi. Or no, the other one holds it. No. Since what's it called, you're standing in one place and you're being makif, it's all considered like one Karen. You're not going around the Mizbeach. It's like you're doing everything on one Karen. Because it's all within your hand's reach. Rashi. Mechlav et Tanakama, lo shoni lei bin hakofis pnimi lechitzon. El eshneim beregel. The Tanakama, meaning both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili, hold you walk around. The Tanakhama of Asnisan Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Tokavosi, Komer Bebraisa. Tanakhama is Rabbi Yosef Aglili. So you see that even Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds you have to walk around. Only Rabbi Lezer is Machavish that you stay in one place. Soviv de Mizbeach Apim, you see Beal Karnas and Mizbeach Soviv. Soviv de Mizbeach Achitzon, Mazze Beregel, Latze Beregel. We learn that they're both Beregel from the word Soviv. Bimokum Chava Karen, Shakaren Shochitzon Amalama. The Karen on the Mizbeach Achitzon is one Amma by an Amma. The whole Mizbeach is Amma by an Amma. So it's like putting it on four different places on one Karen. It's not Soviv, you're not putting it on four Kronos, because the four Kronos of the Mizbeach HaPnimi are equal to the one Karen of the Mizbeach Achitzon. Tanya, Om Rabbi Shmuel, Shnei Kohanim Gedolim Nishtairu B'Mikdash Rishon. The drawer takes out Mikdash Rishon, but the Mikdash, Pashas Mikdash Sheni. And if it was Mikdash Rishon, it says in Mikdash Rishon there weren't any Machloksin. So how was there a Machlokas in Mikdash Rishon? So they said there were Machloksin, except they were resolved. And here, they weren't resolved. Here it depended, really, whatever you did was okay. And what some Kohanim did one way, some Kohanim did the other way. It wasn't a Machlokas that you had to do one way or the other. Zeomer B'yodi Hakafti, this one said, I stood in one place and was makif the Mizbeach by my hand. In other words, I was out walking. The Zeomer B'ragli Hakafti. Zeno Sintam L'dvarav and Osintam L'dvarav. Both of them gave reasons for what they did. So, Maisa, even in the Mikdash, they did both ways. Zeno Sintam L'dvarav, Soviv Mizbeach Dimi, Kisoviv Mizbeach Achiton. It says, Soviv means you walk around. Mizbeach Achiton, for sure you have to walk around. Can't stand in one place, it's too far. So you had to walk around. So in Mizbeach HaPnimi also you walk around. The whole Mizbeach HaPnimi is one Amma by an Amma, and every Karen on Mizbeach HaChitzon is one Amma by one Amma. So the four Matanos on the Mizbeach HaPnimi are like one Matana on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So maybe it's not Soviv, it's not the same thing. You stand in one place, just like by one Karen on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, you're standing in one place. By the four Kronos on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, you stand in one place. Okay. No, it's one arm by one arm. In what's it called? In height, and in it's like a cube.
Cube.
No, it's one amma by one amma by one amma. Three cubic ammas. It's a cube. Okay, right. Rav Elazar Omer.
One by one by one is one.
One cubic amma, right. One cubic amma. Right. No, it's one cubic amma. It's, what's it called? But it's one up, one to the side, and one to the other side. Okay. Rav Elazar Omer, M'komo ya omiru mechate. Masnis in mani Rav Yehudahi. Rav Elazar says that you stand in one place and you mechate. Right, our mission goes like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, what's the machlokas of Meir and Yehuda? Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Bimkomo Omer Mechate. Right, Rabbi Meir holds that Rabbi Elazar holds you stand in one place and you, what's it called, are either yored with the mahazol, like Rashi said, or you matire the mizbeach. V'alkulan ha'inosim imala lamata, chutz mi'oso shemalachsam. All of them, you did the matana from up to down, except for the one diagonal, where he stood in one place and he had to go diagonally, the farthest one he had to reach to, there was the Goshenosim Imata Lamala. There he did down to up, because it was very difficult to, we'll see Rashi says, to do it up to down when your hand is stretched out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Mkomo Omer Mechate. Rabbi Yehuda holds, yeah, Rabbi Elazar said you stood in one place and you went around the Mizbeach with your hand. The Alkulat Udosim Imata Lamala, all of them he did the opposite, down to up, chutz mizu shayso lefano, except for the one immediately in front of him, where he'd get his sleeve dirty if he went from down to up, so he went up to down. Shenosim mimal lamata, ki heichid lo nesastin mane. He went up to down, so he shouldn't get his sleeve full of blood. Rashi. The alkulan, what?
Does
he
touch him in
bayah? No, he's... He what's it called? He takes the dab. Yeah, he what's it called? Maze. He spritz it out of his mouth from up a long thing up and down, or he puts it out of his mouth. What's it called? Down to up. The alkulat of nosim b'mal lamata, the zushal lefanav. Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda. He the shaminin lay the omer mishum Rabbi Elazar hachi. Rabbi Yehuda explained Rabbi Elazar the same way our Mishnah says. The alkulat of nosim b'mal lamata. The one in front of him he puts up to down, shouldn't get his cuff wet, the sleeve wet, full of blood. Since it's higher than his hand, right, he's going to have to, what's it called, put here the heads of his fingers up. And if he goes from down up, he's going to get his sleeve full of blood. Hadam zov v'tol peis yado. V'osin shel tzdadim, v'osin kedera shehiskel b'zu. The ones on the side does the same way. Chutz b'osin shel balachsot, shirachoka, except for the one that's far away. So he does all of them down up, up to down. Except for the farthest one. Because the farthest one, his hand is stretched out, it's hard to go from up to down. Right? It's hard to him to keep his hand, he should be, till he finishes the matana, he's going to have to have his hand stretched out and curved in. Ela mishikofev gufo, what he does is, uposhet zroo maskelamata v'nizka v'hoich l'malai. He crouches down, puts his hand out, and goes up. That's easier than the other way around. V'alkula nosim l'mata l'mala, and Rabbi Yehuda holds just the opposite, Rabbi Meir. All of them he does down to up, except for the one right in front of him. Shikach noach lo l'chol ha'rechokos. All the ones that are farther away, it's easier to go down to up, like we just learned. But the one right in front of you, you can't do that because you get your sleeve full of blood. Delo nisash v'mani, you can appreciate like we said before. Okay, let's go on. He's a mimenu al taros and veach. So after he put it on the chronos, then he sprinkles seven times al taros on his veach. My taro. What does that mean, taros on his veach? Omer Rababar of Shila, Palgi the Mizbeach. It's talking about the top half of the Mizbeach on the side. That's what we think now. You sprinkle the blood on the side of the Mizbeach, the upper side of the Mizbeach, but the height of the Mizbeach. That face, that's the height. Kidamre in Sheit Tahir Tiara, Bahavi Palgi the Yoma. Tahir Yoma means midday. So what's it called? Therefore, it's mid Mizbeach. Where it says, Meisvei, Shumaza, Enu Maza, Lo Agabi Ha'efer, Velo Agabi Ha'gecholim, Elechose Gecholim, Elefe, Elechu Maza. Mashma, you're not Maza on the side of the Mizbeach, you're Maza on the top of the Mizbeach, on the surface of the Mizbeach, because he says you don't put it on the coals, Mamish, but you move the coals to the side, and you do it on the open space, but where are the coals? The coals aren't on the height of the Mizbeach, they're on the face of the Mizbeach. Elo Amarabba Barav Shila, Al Giluya the Mizbeach. Tahar means on the opening of the open space of the Mizbeach. Kidasivu ke'etzem ha'shamayim la'tohar. Right? Where it's pure, opened. Rashi apalim is there, be'emtze gova kosla. We think now that you sprinkle it on the height, the facade, that's the height, the upper height of the Mizbeach. Tahar tira, targum shel tzarayim, shubachatzi ayom. Tihara means what's Oshraga b'tihara means a candle in the afternoon. So tihara is afternoon. Afternoon is the what's a half of the day. So you put it on the top half of the Mizbeach. Okay, the male of the Gemara says, no, it's not true. You put it on the face of the Mizbeach, and you put it where there aren't any coals. Okay, we'll stop here and continue with this and the next omen, make a full omen.